Paul, how are you?
I'm doing real well.
Thanks so much for being with the program. Now, it's Wildlife Fire Prevention Week here in Michigan, which runs April 17th through the 23rd. Tell us about this.
Yeah, actually, last night you were just talking about the storms that rolled through. That really is the best prevention that we can get. Those rains were very beneficial and crossed most of the state, but we don't always have those kinds of heavy rains, and when we don't, that's when people need to watch out and be careful with any type of burning they're doing.
You know, speaking of wildfires, I want to see if you could help me understand something you may not. Yesterday, I went for a walk in a park in Williamstown Township, and I was with my wife and the kids, and we noticed that a lot of the areas around where we were walking through appeared to be burned down. And I've heard about these burned down to help with helping vegetation grow and keeping wildfires from starting, if you will. What I found fascinating, Paul, is that these burns didn't affect the trees or bushes, and I actually saw grass starting to grow already, and these burns might have happened as soon as this weekend.
They might have, and actually I noticed that too when I was walking around some of the parks in the Lansing area, and those are planned, prescribed burns, and they do have beneficial impacts if they're done under the right conditions, and that really is the key, is planning those burns to be done in the right conditions where the flames aren't that intense and the vegetation they're burning actually will either be removed or some vegetation is invigorated by these burns because it'll get rid of some of the older stuff and it'll start new sprouts. But not everybody does that kind of research and plans that well, and the biggest problem we have is people doing yard cleanup, debris burning, and they don't do that kind of planning. They don't plan the best day sometimes. Sometimes they pick the worst day to do it. You know, a really windy day before we got those rains coming through was pretty typical day that we have problems because it's windy, it's nice. People like to get out in their yard, rake up the dead grass and leaves, and unfortunately, many times they will light those kinds of things on fire. Now, it's legal to do those kinds of things. You can burn, but you got to check first to make sure burning is allowed in your area, and check with your local fire officials or the township to see if they're issuing burn permits that day, but also to have the right kind of tools and things on hand. And the burns that you were talking about, that's what happens there. People are prepared with water sources or with tools so that if flare-ups occur, they can put them out, and the same thing needs to happen when people are doing that in their yard. And, of course, we would always rather prefer that people don't even take that risk and maybe they were to mulch that that debris somehow or chip that brush so that they don't have to burn it.
Paul, how are those burns done? How do they start those fires, and how do they put them out so quickly?
Well, typically there's some sort of an ignition device, and it's usually what we call a drip torch. It could be with like a road flare kind of a thing. It could even be as simple as just a lighter. But once again, they plan those things well in advance. They understand the effects that they will have on the vegetation, and then they have the proper tools and people there so that it's controlled, so that it can't spread to an area where they don't want to have that fire at. And there are certainly, in some of those places, things that they don't want to burn down. They don't want to damage the bigger trees. And if there's any improvements, even like a park bench or a fence post or something like that, they don't want to burn those down. And so it takes a lot of planning. And it's that same kind of planning that people need to do when they're burning in their own backyards, because there's plenty of places that can be damaged there, a garage, a shed, something parked out in the tall grass.
So when they start those fires, are they just right there? They let them burn to a certain point, and then they just put them out?
Yes, they do. They will have their planned area, their planned ignition spot. They know how big an area they want to burn, and they will do that burn on the right day, typically in the early afternoon or maybe in the later in the day, whenever it isn't a very, hot, dry kind of a day. And that's the days that people need to watch out for, because that's when we have our worst fire danger. And those are the kinds of days that we get in April many times during wildfire prevention.
Well, you talk about planning. The way they did it, I would have thought that they had boundaries set out. I mean, they did not come near the pass where people walked. You only saw the burn marks at the lower portions of the branch stems as well as tree trunks. And I thought it was interesting, too, that they planned it right before rain because it rained, you know, earlier. So it was interesting to see.
Well, yeah, and they probably used some sort of watering device, whether it was just a pump can or they may have had a hose or a truck of water. A truck that had the capability to carry water, much like a fire truck, and they can pre-wet those areas and keep the fire from spreading into them. I would suspect that the day that they lit it, that they didn't have very large flame lengths, and it was quite easily controlled, and those are the kinds of days that people want to do their kind of burning.
Paul Kohlmeyer is the DNR's fire prevention specialist. He's been talking with us about Wildfire Prevention Week in Michigan. It's April 17th through the 23rd. If people want more information about that, Paul, where can they go?
Well, they can go to michigan.gov/DNR and then burn permit. And burn permit will give you the wildfire page, and it'll tell you where you can get your burn permits, and it can give you some tips about how to have a safe fire or how to have a safe campfire or even some of the statistics about how many fires we've had in the state of Michigan.
All right, Paul, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.